Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The Trump administration is renewing its appeal this morning to the Supreme Court to keep full funding of SNAP benefits frozen during the government shutdown. After the high court allowed the Trump administration on Friday to keep that full funding on temporary hold, a lower court this weekend ruled the payments must keep flowing. So the administration went back to the Supreme Court this morning. This all comes as the first signs of hope show toward a possible end to the government shutdown. 8 Democratic senators joined with Republicans last night to vote yes on a first vote on some compromise legislation to fund the government through January. But even with this step, it still could be weeks before our airports will see the effects. Hundreds of delays and cancellations have already happened to flights today. Our Glenn Shuck is with travelers at Newark.
So even the passengers who are certainly aware of what's going on with all these delays, how you prepare for something like this where you're in the airport for days?
I think people need to be prepared. They need to be prepared to either drive. I was caught at Miami on my way here for 14 hours.
That's Andrea, who's been in Terminal B since early Sunday morning.
My flight got delayed, and finally got canceled.
Wait, you've been here all night?
Yeah. My flight this morning got delayed 2.5 hours. Here, I booked a different flight in hopes to get home.
Arlene's trying to stay calm, can't get back to Seattle.
There's a lot of frustration right now.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
Delays, cancellations again, piling up. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. At Newark Liberty.
More support for Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani's proposal to raise the minimum wage to $30 an hour by the year 2030. The Bring Up Minimum Pay campaign, called BUMP, is out with a report showing the impact of raising the base pay specifically in the social services sector. It found that doing so for workers like child care workers and home health aides would pull 100,000 workers out of poverty and generate $23 billion in new economic activity. Melanie Herzog heads up the New York Foundling, one of the organizations behind the BUMP campaign.
Nursing assistants, home health aides, therapists, case managers, you name it, all of the frontline staff in the non-for-profit human services sector that does this work every day, day in, day out, all of these workers would be impacted for the better.
The report was done by CUNY's Institute for State and Local Governance. Police have now identified the man shot and killed inside his Bronx apartment last evening. 25-year-old Chandler Reams was found with a gunshot wound to the head at 2111 Southern Boulevard just before 6 p.m., Reams was pronounced dead at the scene. So far, no arrests have been made, but that investigation is ongoing. President Trump has pardoned his former personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, along with his former chief of staff and others who were accused of trying to overturn the 2020 election. Ed Martin, the administration's pardon attorney, says it's a full, complete, and unconditional pardon. Also, covering conservative attorney Sidney Powell and John Eastman. It does not apply to the president itself, but it did also pardon Republicans who acted as fake electors for Trump in 2020 and were charged in state cases for submitting false certificates. The White House did not immediately comment on the matter. Meanwhile, another man whose prison sentence was commuted by President Trump is back before a judge in Brooklyn. Jonathan Braun was originally sentenced to 10 years for drug trafficking and money laundering. The president commuted that sentence during his first term, just before he left office. But now prosecutors say Braun went right back into trouble. They say he sexually assaulted a nanny, threatened a congregant at his synagogue, swung an IV pole at a nurse, and made loans with extremely high interest rates to struggling small businesses. He's now being sentenced again for violating the terms of his release. The judge will decide whether Braun should serve more prison time or remain under supervision. A 17-year-old boy is now charged with murder in the stabbing of a 15-year-old during a house party in West Babylon. Police say it happened on November 3rd outside a home on Carlton Road. That's where young Liam Dilemo was stabbed, with nearly 100 teenagers there. Dilemo was rushed to a nearby hospital, but he did not make it. The 17-year-old, now accused, is being held in Central Islip, where he's due in court later today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.